Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Gavel Down, brought to you by Probably Political. I'm your host, Matthew Smith. And today, rather than going over a Supreme Court case, we're going to be going over the Incorporation Doctrine. The reason we're going to go over the Incorporation Doctrine is because I've mentioned in some previous videos, I think it'd be good to establish a basic understanding of what that is that I can't really go into in a video about another topic. So, what is the Incorporation Doctrine? Well, the Incorporation Doctrine is the idea that the Bill of Rights applies to the states. And I know y'all are probably kind of confused because you're thinking, well, I'm an American, I have certain rights, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and pretty much most things in the Bill of Rights. Well, technically you didn't. And on some of them, you still don't. The reason why is because in the United States, we have federalism. And before the 14th Amendment, the Bill of Rights was only meant to limit the powers of the federal Congress, not that of the state legislatures. So, for example, if Texas wanted to ban porn before the 14th Amendment, they could. If New York wanted to ban guns before the 14th Amendment, it'd be a little bit of a harder one, but they probably could. In fact, there were some cities and states, such as Tombstone, for example, that before the 14th Amendment put heavy, heavy restrictions on guns, such as you couldn't carry them within a town. So how does a right become incorporated? Well, it'll go to the Supreme Court through a court case typically, and then they'll decide whether that right is or is not incorporated under the 14th Amendment to apply to the states. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. The First Amendment, for example, is entirely incorporated. So every right guaranteed in the First Amendment is applied to the states, but that's not every one of them. So for example, in the Fifth Amendment, it says you have a right to indictment by a grand jury, and it is that right is not incorporated. So not all states have to give you a grand jury trial, and therefore if you are charged with a state crime, that's not a guarantee you have. So I'm not really going to spend time going over the debates over the Incorporation Doctrine because they are not very political at all in general, and even the few that kind of get there, specifically those about federalism and the 10th Amendment, they're not had very often because the Incorporation Doctrine at this point is sort of water over the dam. There's no real taking it back. It is what it is. It's American law at this point. It's fairly relevant today because a lot of people who are upset with Trump telling states they have to let churches reopen, the First Amendment is not up for debate for the states. The 10th Amendment doesn't apply in that area anymore because the First Amendment is incorporated. So those that argue that under the 10th Amendment, some states can make laws closing churches, that's not right. It's unconstitutional now, and therefore the states can't do it. So in fact, honestly, Trump's opinion on it is moot at this point. It's no state can do it. Any church could sue at any time. And I have a very strong inkling that the Supreme Court would rule it unconstitutional. All right, so that brings us to the end of the video. I hope you guys learned about what the Incorporation Doctrine is. I know the video was kind of short, but I think it was important for everyone to sort of learn what it is because the Incorporation Doctrine comes up in a lot of cases. And I just don't feel right continuing to do cases that involve it and then never fully explaining it. So I hope you guys have a great Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. Be sure to hit the like and subscribe button as well as the notification bell. Make sure you turn on there's like a notification setting. I'm not a tech guy, but not the, do like the personalized one, I think it is. And that makes sure that you can see all of our content. So the reason you want to do that is because we have a lot of great videos. We have a lot of great content for everybody. It doesn't matter what part of the political spectrum you're on. It doesn't matter if you're a legal nerd. It doesn't matter if you're a pop culture nerd. We got something for you, I promise. So please check out the channel. Check out all of our social media posts. We have the link to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook in the description. And other than that, I hope, I already said it, but I hope you have a great Friday. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you next time.